Good morning. This is your personal newscast for Thursday, August 20, 2026. Top stories. U.S. national debt hits trillion for the first time. Treasury data shows the total public debt outstanding reached approximately $0.047 trillion as of midweek, with about $0.26 trillion held by the public and the rest in intergovernmental holdings. The milestone comes amid ongoing large deficits driven by spending, interest costs, tax policy effects, and other factors including recent war-related outlays. Experts note the debt has more than doubled in under a decade, raising concerns about long-term fiscal sustainability, higher interest payments crowding out other priorities, and potential pressure on markets. Watchdogs have highlighted that the pace of increase has accelerated in recent years. Source: Just the News, also reported by Newsmax and Fox Business. Trump vows, most crushing economic operation ever, against Iran as talks stall. President Trump announced plans for severe economic measures targeting Iran, warning that countries, institutions, or businesses assisting Tehran could face major consequences. Negotiations and an earlier memorandum of understanding aimed at ending the conflict have broken down, with Trump stating there are currently no talks or conversations underway. The administration has emphasized economic pressure, including related to the Strait of Hormuz, alongside ongoing military and diplomatic developments in the region. Iran has issued its own threats in response to the escalating pressure. Source: Just the News, Newsmax, Fox News. Politics/National. Trump says he is okay with congressional term limits, calling the idea very popular with the public. The comments come amid renewed discussion of the issue following health concerns and deaths involving some long-serving members of Congress, some of whom faced accusations of concealing health status. Trump's remarks add momentum to a debate that has periodically resurfaced but faced significant legislative hurdles. Proponents argue term limits would bring fresh perspectives and reduce careerism in Washington. Source: Just the News. Democratic Socialists score primary wins, including in Florida Senate race. Angie Nixon, associated with the Democratic Socialists of America, upset a better-funded rival in a Florida Senate primary, rattling some Democrats. Similar progressive and socialist-aligned candidates have advanced in other races, prompting discussion about the direction of the party ahead of the midterms. Republicans have highlighted the results as evidence of a leftward shift. A group of progressive lawmakers and candidates is also preparing to attend a Pan-American summit in Uruguay to counter Trump administration policies in the region. Source: Newsmax, Just the News. Streaming and tech. Charter, Spectrum and Cox Communications move forward with major $0.5 billion merger. The deal, one of the largest recent transactions in the cable industry, would combine two of the biggest U.S. cable providers and reshape the traditional pay TV landscape amid ongoing cord cutting. Industry observers are watching for regulatory review and potential impacts on pricing, packaging, and competition with pure streaming services. Related developments include other providers shifting away from traditional cable packages toward streaming partnerships, such as BreezeLine moving customers to DirecTV streaming options, and platform updates like Fubo adding the relaunched NBCSN. Source: Cord Cutters News. Other notable. Trump signals a potential meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un later this year. The president indicated openness to talks, which would mark their first meeting since his earlier term. Details remain limited, but the comments come alongside other foreign policy moves, including adjustments to joint military exercises with South Korea. Source: Just the News, Newsmax. Additional notes: A magnitude 7.7 earthquake off Indonesia killed at least 47 people. Separate reporting covers ongoing Medicaid fraud enforcement efforts and various primary results. That's your newscast for today. Stay informed and have a great Thursday.